Hey everyone, this is Pastor Phil Beatty from Hartford City Church, coming to you on the podcast today. I know it's been a while, apologize for that, but just had a little pause in the in-between stuff, between messages. But today I wanted to drop a little podcast for those of you listening out there, and a follow-up on the last sermon that was posted here on our Podbean site, and that was called Beautiful Restoration. It was part of our series on Joseph, a character from Genesis in the Bible, and the last message was about how he was able to forgive and experience some restoration with his family, with his brothers who had done a lot of harm to him and hurt him in a lot of way. So there at the space at the Learning Corridor, 15 Vernon Street in Hartford, at the end of the service of that Sunday, a couple Sundays ago, we were talking about forgiveness. And we handed out stones to everyone that was there, and we invited them to take a hold of that stone and to think about something that they needed to let go of, somebody they needed to forgive, maybe somebody that had hurt them. And then we invited people to come forward and leave those stones on the table at the altar in front of the church as a symbolic way of just leaving that hurt, whatever that hurt was, with God and not holding on to it any longer. Also being able to let go of the past and let go of the hurt. And I realized in thinking about that message from a couple weeks ago that it's a very difficult thing to do, is to let go of the past, especially when we've been hurt by someone or something. And it's difficult to let go of the hurt in our lives and the pain. And we know that the longer we hold on to that anger and hurt, it turns into bitterness and becomes something that is just very painful and a hindrance to our life. Doesn't mean we can't go on, we can't live, we can't find a way to move forward. But I feel like one of the ways we move forward is by letting go of that. And I realized that even though we invited people to take that hurt in the symbol of a stone and lay it down at the front of the church, that some people are still carrying their stones around. Some people are still hanging on to it because it's so difficult to let go of. So I just wanted to give a few thoughts and words of encouragement around that today as you listen to this podcast. The first thing that comes to mind when I think of the stones and why we handed them out was the story in the Gospels of Jesus being called in by the Jewish leaders to confront a woman who was caught in the act of adultery. She was with someone that was not her husband. And some people there wanted to stone her, literally take stones and throw them at her as a way of punishment. Usually this would go on until the person was unconscious or most likely even dead. And so the people gather around and they're angry, and apparently a lot of people are holding stones that they want to throw at this woman because they're so angry at what she's done. And a lot of times we think of that story of just, you know, some high and mighty religious leaders or the priest or the goody two-shoes that just want to condemn and judge somebody else. But I wonder if that crowd included more people that maybe were a little bit sympathetic towards if they were there. What if the crowd included the wife of the man that she had been sleeping with? The wife of the husband who had cheated on her with this woman. What if she was holding that stone? Or what if it was the son or the daughter of the man she was caught with, and she represents the woman, you know, that took away their father, that was destroying their family, and they're standing there holding the stones? Or maybe it was someone else that thought he was the one that she loved, and he was hoping for a relationship with her, and he found out that she'd been sleeping with someone else. Maybe he's the one there holding the stone. That makes us think a little more about our own anger and our own hatred towards those who have done wrong to us or to ones we love or have hurt us, doesn't it? Well, remember that Jesus invites the people there to remember their own sin. He said, if you are without sin, go ahead and throw the first stone. And slowly, one by one, the people begin to drop their stones, because as they think about their own sin, they realize that they really can't condemn her. So they drop their stones, they walk away. So Jesus invites us to remember our own sin, our own need for forgiveness. And he invites us to let go, to drop those stones, and to walk away from the condemnation and the hatred. We also want to point out that he also invites the woman to see that no one condemns her, and that Jesus does not condemn her, but he invites her to go and sin no more. Sometimes what we need to let go of is that sin that we've committed. We have a hard time forgiving ourselves as well. And so forgiving others and forgiving ourselves is not easy. It's difficult. It's hard. But I want to give a few thoughts around it. And I'll start by telling you what forgiveness is not. Forgiveness is misunderstood a lot of times, especially by Christians. But forgiveness is not approving or diminishing sin or denying it. To forgive someone doesn't mean you say, oh, what you did is okay. It doesn't matter. No, it wasn't okay. And it does matter when someone hurts us, when someone commits a sin against us, and also when we sin. So forgiveness is not about denying that a sin happened. It's about acknowledging what happened. Forgiveness is not about not feeling bad anymore. It is painful. It still hurts. Even when we forgive, we still bear the pain. But we must be willing to move forward in spite of the pain. And we also must remember that forgiveness is a process. It takes time. It doesn't happen just in one shot. We may let go of that rock today. Today you may be ready to release your grip on that thing that hurts you and let go of it. But you may pick it up again, and you may need to do this a few times before you can truly walk away from it. Another thing people say is that we should forgive and forget. Well, let's be honest. We don't ever really forget, and I'm not sure that we should. Forgiveness is not forgetting. I think that we still remember what happened to us, and we still remember sometimes what we did, but we do it with the healing memory of Jesus Christ being with us and for us. In other words, Christ is with us even when bad things happen, and we may get angry and say, why didn't you prevent that from happening? But yet we know that he doesn't try to control us like robots either, and we also have free will to make decisions and say things that hurt other people. But Jesus is with us, and Jesus can heal us, and he can heal them. And we need to remember that. Forgiveness is not letting yourself get abused or hurt over and over again. Please hear me clearly. Forgiveness is not just letting someone continue to do things that are wrong. The best illustration I heard was, it's like a friend coming over to your house, and they've got muddy boots just covered with all kinds of mud, and they come in and they walk all over your nice new carpet, and you know, you're pretty upset. And so you tell them, I don't appreciate you walking on my carpet with your muddy shoes. And you clean up the carpet and you do what it takes to clean it up, and you forgive them. You know, you don't hold it against them as a friend, but they come to your house again with dirty boots. And even though you've forgiven them, you don't let them come in and walk all over the carpet again. You say, you take off your boots first, and then you walk in. So forgiveness is about holding people accountable, you know, not holding it against them, but not letting them walk all over you and not letting them abuse you or hurt you continually. Something must change if you're going to let them inside to your life again. Forgiveness might mean that you go outside and talk to your friend with the dirty boots if they're unwilling to take them off, and you can spend a little time with them outside of your house, outside of your heart. But it doesn't mean you need to let people back in unless there's truly been a change in their behavior and the way that they act towards you. But it still means you can love them, even if you have to love them from a distance, and even if you have to love them by seeing less of them than you used to. But holding on tight to the stones of bitterness, resentment, anger, hurt is something that really is not healthy for us in the long run. And as painful as it is, as slow as it may be, I'm inviting you today to let go of what's in your hand. So if you're one of those still holding on to your stone, still holding on to the hurt that's happened to you, or maybe still holding on to something you've done that you can't forgive yourself for, I invite you to open your hand. Open your hand. Let go of your tight grip on it and drop that stone. When you do, realize that Jesus' hand is reaching out towards you. And he invites you to, with an open, free hand, no stones in it, grab a hold of his hand and let him hold you tightly in his love. A love so that you can love others with a supernatural, divine, unexplainable kind of love. We love because Jesus Christ has first loved us. We can forgive because Jesus Christ has forgiven us. So praying for you all today that are listening to this, and praying that God would give you the strength and the courage and the freedom and the love to drop your stones, to take hold of his hand and follow him. God bless you all. Hope you have a wonderful day. Keep checking back. We're going to have a few more podcasts in the next few days.